Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on another cold morning. And we see that President Obama, Alan, has delayed his immigration actions now after the judge's ruling. We talked about that yesterday.
That's right. The president tried a bold and dramatic move. He said, if the Congress isn't going to pass an immigration reform bill, I'm going to do it this administratively or as much as I can. Obviously, his political enemies went to the judiciary and said the stretch is too far. He's not allowed to do this without coming to the Congress. For his part, the president said, hey, Congress, there's no problem about cooperating with you. Give me a bill. Of course, they want to say you should work with us, but they won't give him a bill because the whole idea here is obstructionism. So we know what it is, and that's where it is. And as far as the Republicans are concerned, I think they're making a big mistake because obviously they have to compete in national elections. The angrier Hispanic groups get, the angrier Black groups get, the more likely it is that there will be turnout in groups that have been historically loath to vote in the same numbers as people who are more vested in the system. And to some, my way of thinking, and many Republicans too, they're digging their own graves here.
I'm reading from the Times now, Alan. Hillary Rodham Clinton held a one-on-one meeting with Senator Elizabeth Warren in December as part of an effort to cultivate her relationship with the increasingly influential populist senator. Former Clinton donor John Castamatidis said he has heard that if the election were held today, Warren would beat Clinton in Iowa.
Well, I don't have any doubt about it. I've said it all along. What happens is that the political left in the Democratic Party, the political right in the Republican Party, go out and vote in much greater numbers in the primaries than they have in the general election. In other words, in the general election, more people come out and vote. And so what happens is that the political left in the Democratic Party said they didn't want Clinton the last time, and they think she's too much of a centrist. And now she's very wise to get together with Elizabeth Warren, who all along has been saying, hey, I'm not going to run for president, and I have a feeling that the more that she negotiates with Warren, the closer Warren gets to her, the more Warren is willing to campaign, the less this kind of threat will be. Otherwise, it may not be Warren. It may be Bernie Sanders. It may be somebody else who goes out and says, I represent the left. The left of the party come out. Their problem, of course, is that they can't win the general election. They can win the primaries.
Finally, Alan, a judge says Cuomo must set election to Phil Grimm's House seat. And in his ruling, Judge Jack Weinstein of the Federal District Court in Brooklyn wrote that Cuomo has offered no justification for his failure to issue the writ of the special election. Has till noon on Friday.
Well, Cuomo must be rubbing his hand now because, by that smarts, I mean, he got a real rap on his hand. Frankly, I don't get it. You know, you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to schedule another election. I don't understand why he doesn't do it. It's probably one of those political decisions, and those are not going over well where Andrew Cuomo is concerned right now. He says, because I have to do this, but it makes no sense. I mean, people are not being represented. So Weinstein is correct in his ruling, and Cuomo is rubbing his hand.